It's Friday, the 22nd of January, 8 a.m. and it's back to the stormy weather. Very strong winds blowing this morning again. It's raining, it's wet, it's damp, it's dreich, it's dire. All the D's, dismal, deplorable. Still looks milder. So there's a positive. And considering what I said the other morning about those horrible, still, damp, grey days, I'm going to take the whole weather this morning as a positive. Get rid of all that ugly, grey, depressing stuff. Wind is exciting, rain is inviting. Well, not quite, but yeah. Still better than those days. Another wee storm blowing over, but I'm thinking this morning in particular about my friends, my audio wee friends over there in the what I would call the eastern seaboard of the United States. I'm not sure if Canada's getting hit at all. This freezing storm that's heading their way. Still unsure about how bad it's going to be, but it's going to be a lot worse than what they've had so far. So, yeah. Get the snow shovels at the ready, guys, and the wee clues. Don't go panic buying at the stores, for God's sake. So I slept well last night. Looking at my app, it was deep sleep, light sleep, deep sleep, light sleep. But more deep sleep each time. No, more deep sleep than light sleep at each phase. Oh yeah, phasing. I was phasing during the night. Yeah, pretty regular looking at it, so that was okay. That was okay. Good night's sleep. Be okay. Some say it'll be okay in the night. I say it'll be okay when daylight is coming through the windows, shining through the windows in the mornings at 7. Makes life a whole lot easier, but we've got a while to go yet before that happens. So each dark morning at 7 is a task to get out of bed. But I'm feeling quite good. I still haven't got rid of that issue, that strain in the back of my right leg. Whether it was hamstring or not, I'm not sure. It feels a bit deeper, like maybe a tendon. I don't think it'd be a ligament, it might be a tendon. There's still that wee issue when I bend right over. Don't notice it as I'm going about the day, but you know, like this morning in the shower when I bend right over to wash my feet in my ankles, then that's when I notice it. It's like I have to slightly bend that right leg to get down. So, you know, still there. I need to get rid of it, and I've got serious motivation now to get on the bike, but I need some half decent weather to get out, because I know that spinning the legs will get my body going and get my legs going, get some fluidity. Oh, what a marvellous word, fluidity, back into my legs. Wish I'd never sold my turbo, though. I hate turbos, absolutely hate it. And I know my friend Paul, who's at EMA, detests turbos, but this is the time of the year, the part of the year where a turbo does come in handy, where at least you can go out into the garage and do some spinning. Well, boring as it is, at least it keeps the legs going. And wish I'd kept mine. Okay. Basically what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to motivate myself into action. I've considered that walking up the town each day, and it doesn't happen every day now as it used to. 10,000 steps is a target each day, and I seldom make it at this time of the year. But it's not enough. It's not enough to burn off calories. It's not enough to get the cardiovascular system pumping. The bike will do that. I would love to be able to say very, very soon, I've just done a 10-mile run. Now that's not a lot, but to break the legs and to break the body, the lungs, the heart, the fingers, to break the whole body in 10 miles would be a nice wee spin out. And then from there, it's, yeah, from there onwards and upwards. Hopefully. Strange thing is, no, it's not strange. I do miss a bike. I absolutely love biking. I love cycling. And once you're on the bike, as soon as you go on that bike, within seconds you're euphoric. You remember, your brain tells you right away, your body tells you right away, you know, yeah, this is what you've been missing. It's true, it's absolutely true. Ask any cyclist. I suppose it's probably true with runners, those who run loads or do other sports. When they're away for it, the first time they go back on, it's like, wow, why haven't you been doing this so good? Yes. But there again, I really am getting soaked this morning. That rain's quite heavy. But no matter. I'm alive. I'm feeling pretty good. Even for myself, you know, not just physically, mentally, I feel okay. I feel okay on this damp, dreary day. Tomorrow's to be better. The weekend's supposed to be pretty fair, so that'll be nice. We'll take fair. Apparently, it's to go up to about 11 degrees around here over the weekend. 11 degrees, I'm looking out the shorts. No birdsong this morning. They're all got their wee claws gripped tightly onto twigs and branches somewhere. Not even a sign of Mr. or Mrs. Blackbird. Though there is one totally dry spot in the garden. That's below the Wisley-eyed conifer, the big one. I could go over there just now and stand. I wouldn't get a drop of rain on me. The ground's still dry. But I'm not there, I'm here. Getting wet. If they could see me now. My wife thinks I'm daft, but then she thinks I'm daft. That's to the 10 million. You're mad, I tell you, you're mad. I'd rather be mad than sad. But the tea's going off really quick. So am I. Oh, good morning, Mr. Mrs. Blackbird. Just swooped round the corner there like an exocet missile. And she's chirping, chirping, chirping. What is it? I like the way that their tail feather goes up and down when they chirp, chirp like that. Like one of those wee clockwork birds that you see. Well, if Mary's going up the street this morning, as she probably most likely will be, she'll be doing a Mary Poppins with her umbrella.